pay the toll for the person following you and tell the gate attendant to communicate your message. Stop by the hospital to visit a friend. Cut the grass for a neighbor who is overwhelmed at work. Take dinner over to a family suffering from financial hardship. Stay late and help a coworker finish an important project. Call and invite a friend over to have coffee or tea. Buy your friend sitting at another table in a restaurant a drink or dessert. Go to the funeral of your friend or coworker who has lost a loved one. Look someone in the eye and share how proud you are of him or her. Express appreciation for ordinary and routine tasks done well. Praise someone for evidence portrayed by inner qualities, such as patience, fairness, integrity, gentleness, and cooperation. Say an encouraging word to your boss, teacher, coach, pastor, or priest. Remember, leaders are lonely. Offer to run an errand for an overworked friend. And lastly, thank people who serve you, perhaps the wait person, a janitor, or a receptionist. These are just a few of the many things that we can do to brighten someone's day and create a unique connection. Not only will these acts make the person feel good, but they will make you feel good too. I want to challenge you to look for situations when you can show your interest in others by doing something unanticipated. When you think of something, do it without hesitation and make someone's day. I also want to encourage you to start this practice this very minute. Who do you love that you've not communicated with recently? Call, email, or text and let them know that you love them. Will you do it? Will you do it right now? Come back to this post on littlethingsmatter.com and tell me about your experience. And remember, every time you show an interest in others by committing an unexpected act of kindness, you are telling them that who they are and what they do is significant.